how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you, all ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, our dear friends. Today, Saturday, June 18th, in case you're taking notes, we're already there, halfway through the year, and boy, it's moving kind of quick, isn't it, huh? All right, well, before I introduce my guest, who is coming back again, yes, it's that time of year again. Coming up on the Freedom Palooza time, as most of you know, it's amazing, another year coming and going. Did want to start the program off in the right vein of thought, and that, of course, for me, is always going right to the Scriptures. And Matthew, the book of Matthew, gift of God, chapter 24 and verse 22 in the King James Version, we read about how God sends curses on the earth and curses to the people, his people in particular, because of their blindness of heart and their short-sightedness and their lack of obedience to him. So Matthew tells us, and woe unto them that are with child in those days, and to them that give suck in those days. Now, he's not talking about physical pregnancy, obviously. He's talking about jumping into bed with the false Messiah, the Antichrist, the instead of Christ one. But pray that your flight be not in the winter time, neither on the Sabbath, for men shall there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of this earth age, nor shall there ever be again. And listen to this, folks, except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved alive. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And we read that in Revelation 9. But he said that those days need to be shortened for the elect's sake, because this lie, this deception of Satan and his control over the minds of people, his seals, his trumpet, his vials, 666, shall be so great that most people will be caught off guard. They won't be ready for him. All right. Thank you for that. And now we go to our guest, Paul Tepetti, back by popular demand. Been a while. Paul, come on up.
Brother Rick Adams, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you, sir. And how have you been?
My life is usually busy, and right now it's crazier than usual. And everything from my father passing in April and my baby daughter being born a week after that, and just a full plate like I always have. It's, you know, Crazy, but good.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your father, and happy to hear about your new one. But life goes on for us until the very end. Huh? Sure
Amen,
does.
Brother. And, chapter 9 of Revelation is one of my favorites.
Yep.
In chapter 9, father says twice that it's going to be 5 months.
Right.
Not 3.5 years, not 7 years, five months. And he's going to torture those that have no love for him. Those that love him will be spared like the grass, anything green.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it as those 5 months being when the time are green, which is May through September. So it didn't happen this year. It's not going to happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we are drawing very close. And one of Freedom Palooza's new speakers coming this year is Lieutenant Colonel Greg Rinchek.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he would be like a Men in Black of today. He takes care of the children of the Nephilim, the Raphim down below, mm-hmm. in the tunnels, the mm-hmm. ones that will come back as in the days of Noah. So mm-hmm. shall the end days be. And he says that the Mephistopheles contract with these demons, these giants, will be coming topside like 2019, 2020. So
mm-hmm.
it's going to get exciting, my friend.
Wow, he's one of the speakers coming up, and you know, it's just amazing all the years that you've been doing this. You know, we've been getting closer and closer, and I've been on the air now for 13 years, and telling people to prepare themselves. How? Well, you know, physically, yeah, to prepare themselves survival-wise, but most of all, to prepare the psychological torment and the psychological deception to come, because as you point out, it will be a tormenting experience, because very simply the lying, the deception of this world system, of Obama, of Biden, of all of those from Bush on down, all the way back, if you want to go back hundreds of years, we've never had it so bad as it is now in terms of lying and lying wonders. So it's important to know the true from the fake Jesus, and it's important to know really why, you know, we're being lied to on a daily basis, and you're being ostracized as I am being ostracized by some, even in our own families, perhaps, who say that guy is a nice guy, we love Rich, but you know, he's getting a little out of control now. I saw it with my own eyes, I heard it with my own ears, he needs a little attention. And Paul, you better go right back to wherever. Yeah, it is. It's getting to that point. Now, this is nothing yet compared to what will be coming. And Satan's children are busy. You know, we went, Paul, for a few weeks without anything going on, and I was saying it's too quiet. It's too quiet. Something is going to happen. And some of the others, including last week, were saying, no, well, I think we've reached the end at least of school shootings. And I said, no, I don't think so. Don't say that. And sure enough, off the air, on 666, June 12th, we have this this deception, this so-called shoot, this mass shoot in Orlando. Yeah, 6 and 12 divided by 2 is what, Paul?
2 sixes, mm-hmm. Brother.
Yep. So we got 3 sixes. We've got those dates, those anniversaries, those numerical orders, and they tell us something. And not only that, but in the last 6 days, we've had a number of incidents all across the United States and the world, and in Britain, you know, all of this going on with the Brexit nations taking place. You know, the shootings, the killings purportedly, and you know, it reminds me of, you know, going back a number of years, everybody's probably forgotten, but I haven't. You remember the name of, what was it, Hannah Lind? Do you remember her?
Hannah Lind, no.
She was a parliamentarian. I believe it was in the Dutch parliament, and she was a crusader for human rights. She was convincing a lot of people in the parliament that it was time to rein in on the Zionist beast in Jerusalem because of the destruction, human liberty of the Palestinians. And out of the clear blue sky comes this knife-wielding character who stabbed her to death on those streets of the capital. And it was later determined that more than likely it was the Mossad that had her killed. Of course, it was not originally blamed on the Mossad. So, you know, what does it say in Revelation 17? The blood of all those shed upon the earth, you know? And now we're seeing real blood, fake blood. We're seeing all kinds of weird stuff. But anyway, I don't want to start off with all of this now. I want to talk mainly about what Polka Face has been doing and what's coming up very shortly now for the Independence Day weekend. So let's have it. Let's have it, Paul.
Well, I was going to finish off on your thought there, but
go right ahead. Go right ahead. I'm all wound up today, folks. Go ahead, Paul. Whatever's on your mind.
No, brother. We'll transition to freedom. This is Freedom Palooza. It's number 6 for us. Like I said, we have some interesting characters returning and some new characters that are coming for the first time. The top of that list would be Fritz Springmeier. He's a author that I found out about 25, 30 years ago, befriended, and I put out an excellent book at that time called The Illuminati Bloodlines, and I think he went to prison for that because he was putting out some good material at that time, so they punished him. Like they do people like Jim Trafficon and others. Even Mr. Smalls, man, they put him away in an insane asylum there for a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. So, all the righteous people, man, like you were saying. The thing that I wanted to finish off real quick with the thought. anytime, anywhere in the news, if there's an incident that goes down, or it's terrorism, or it's a lone bomb man, gunman, the Jew did it until proven otherwise. And we have to look at the news in those eyes, because we're going to be right most of the time. So instead of like, oh, no, you got to keep proving it. Maybe it was the Jew. No, it was the Jew. OK, when we actually do all the digging, we finally come out to the bottom line. It was the Jew. OK, so let's stop wasting time thinking maybe this time it isn't. No, it's the Jew. So we'll save ourselves time, anguish and money and energy. And just going there. All right. I'm done on that point. Freedom Palooza, exciting. It's last year at Johnny Mac's because the banks are taking it. And that's a whole nother conspiracy, but that's for another day. So we're going to celebrate 6 years at Johnny's. We have a new place, Central Pennsylvania, for years to come. But we're going to have one big last hurrah. This year we are encouraging people to bring their food to camp with and eat. There's electricity and there's water and there's obviously, porta facilities, and the usual fest is going to happen. We're going to be able to stream it. We still have Wi-Fi and 3 days, 3 days and nights of camping and bonfires and speakers and music and camaraderie and friendships to be made for a lifetime, and talking to the people that actually are making a difference within our community, trying to inform us. Those are the people that we try to bring. Returning is going to be Merlin Miller. He started the American Eagle Party. He also has a new book out called Eagles Rising. And he's a great man. He's a good American. He should be president, but unfortunately not. You can't have an honest man at this late stage of the game to be a good man at the top of the pyramid, man, because the pyramid doesn't allow anybody good to get there. Let's see. We have Jim Condit. He's coming back to talk about a vote scam, which Trump needs to be very, very aware of. Otherwise, he's going to lose. I think there's a lawsuit against Hillary and the DNC for committing vote scam in 11 states. So I hope that goes somewhere. I'm really excited to listen to Lieutenant Colonel Greg Rinchek. He's been on Coast to Coast with Ed Norrie. And he tells the most interesting tale. It's not extraterrestrials, it's extra dimensionals. And I'm up with that guy. I'm not into the believing in ETs, but I am believing in EDs. Those, the spooks, the goblins, the poltergeists. For many years, Rick, man, I always asked if the word says that if you die, you're one with Father, either on one side of Lake Ahana or the other, but you're one with Father. So if that's true, then where do demons come from? And for 25 years, I kept asking. And Enoch, the book of Enoch, revealed to me that when these half-breeds from the Nephilim, the daughters of Adam, that created the Rephaim race, created with two of the three parts of the Trinity. They were created with flesh and they were created with spirit, but God did not make them, so there's no soul. So what happens is when the flesh dies, all that's left is a spirit, because there's no soul to go interdimensionally. And that was the one thing that the giants were pleading with Enoch, to go to Father and plead on their behalf. But God said to Enoch, you tell them that they're an aberration. I did not make you, and you will die. And die they did, for the most part, except for the 25 families that survived the flood by digging tunnels into the earth and coming out. All those giant things, Goliath, King Ishan. So all the giants again in the area where Christ would be birthed, and trying to corrupt the genealogy yet again. Very excited to talk to Lieutenant Greg Rinchek. I know you got a bunch of videos out on YouTube. Rinchick Rinchek. I don't know, brother. It's exciting to see some good friends return and see some new faces. But it's going to start. Go ahead. Yeah, I'll keep rambling. Okay. It's 3 days, three nights. It's going to start Friday night at 7 p.m. on July 1st. It's going to go 7 to 10 as basically an introduction, soft lead into the weekend. And then Saturday and Sunday, the second, third, is going to be from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. each day. Bonfires immediately after. And $50 for the weekend, includes camping, $5 each day. Again, it includes camping, plenty of parking. Camping is first come, first serve in terms of locations. And we are pet friendly as long as they're on leashes. Bring your own food. If you want to bring alcohol, it can only be in cans like beer. No hard liquor, no bottles, no glass. It is family friendly. And we do encourage families. The kids have probably the best time because it's a protected environment. 22 acres that they get to run and play. There's a beautiful little stream next to it where in the heat of summer, you get to cool off in the stream. Plenty of little areas where you can actually submerge yourself. But it's a great weekend. It's the way to celebrate the forefathers who, you know, sacrificed for us to have our freedoms like no other nation. That's why we do this. It's the most politically incorrect pro-freedom event of the year anywhere in the United States. How do I know this? Because we're at the top of the ADL and the SPLC list of being haters. Hate what? Hate life? No. Love life. Love family. Love God. Love the foundations of what this country is. Not what they're trying to splinter us into, balkanize us into every subgroup, every hyphenated type of American possible. Awesome.
Yeah, I was just trying to catch all of this and let you do some talking here, Paul, and you've done a very good job of summarizing the itinerary and what's coming up and who are the people in Buck. Now, can you hear me all right, Paul?
I love it. You're coming in. You're booming, brother. You sound great.
All right, good. Now, you have a little distortion on your end in my system, but that's okay. I can pretty much discern you. Once again, you know, another year has gone by. Now, we've seen Edgar Steele taken down. We've seen maybe a couple of other patriots taken down in this country. It's been going on long before I started these programs, you see. So it's a continuation, really. It's a continuum of Satan's babies doing their job on God's children, you know? It's amazing. But we know what's right. Coming, don't we, Paul? We know that in the very end, it's going to be a hellish experience for all of those who are choosing to lie into bed, you know, with the false Messiah and with his plans of world dominion. But they're going to have to find out the hard way, you know. As one man said, you know, there's an easy way, and then there's the 357 Magnum. So one way or the other, they will make their choice, their final choice. So this angelic war, as you pretty much laid it out, is taking place as we speak now. Other plots are being hatched, other plots aimed at what? You know, they're aimed at doing the exact opposite of what you're trying to replicate, and that is the independent spirit in America. Now we're being told we must give up all independence, you know, all thought, all independent thinking, all independent loyalties. We must give the loyalty to whom? Not to God, but to the state. And isn't that what was written years ago, huh?
Nothing new under the sun, brother, you know. And those that seem to know what's coming is because they've taken the time to read the word and get themselves armed spiritually.
Right.
Okay, your good deeds clothe you. Your good deeds clothe you, but it's your learning of the word that is your spiritual armor, which, like Lieutenant Greg says, there's only two things that take these things down, and that's your faith in Father first and foremost, and copper bullets. Okay, not silver. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's no werewolves coming, man. Okay, not silver, not gold, not titanium, but copper. Mm-hmm. Copper seems to put these things into stasis, and but I have faith in Father, so I'm not really worried about that. If I have copper bullets, it's for those that might be around me that don't have as much faith as I do.
Well, you know, our faith is tested every day, all of us, and I know I've experienced it in the last year of my life, you know, since I've had some issues. I have grown quite a bit in the understanding of God and his plan, and sometimes it takes that. He needs to call you aside and bring you up to date, bring you up to speed, and that's what he's done with me on the latest and how close we are. You know, how close we are to his grand appearance. And when he comes with the brightness of his appearance, you can imagine how Satan will be looking for a place to hide, and he shall not find one. And so will his children. Now, you know, one of the things that I've always said is that, is to paraphrase a patriot, those who don't want to take a stand for God and country and for themselves deserve to take a fall. And how many have fallen? Because they will not put their necks on the chopping block, you know? I've done it. You've done it. And some of our listeners here have done it. And we're going to invite our listeners to call us in, folks. Today you have a chance to speak with Paul Tibbetti about Poker Face and the big one coming up. And Independence Day weekend, Rick Adams Uncensored, join us.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001. Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, you can all enjoy us. We're talking on the airwaves here on Republic Broadcasting. A little bit earlier, we had a slight interruption, and not surprisingly, as I was introducing Paul and talking about the Mossad assassinating people who have taken a stand against the tiny little Zionist strip in the Middle East. And, you know, it's people like Anna Lind, who was in the parliament in, in Scandinavia, who took a stand for Palestinians. Others have been marginalized, like Hanan Ashrawi. You probably remember her from the 80s when she was a woman spokeswoman on behalf of Palestine. And she started getting the short shrift because, quite frankly, she was effective in awakening the world around that that this beast in Jerusalem was the bad fig tree that Jesus denounced and cursed in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and also in Mark 13 and Jeremiah 7 was cursing. You know, Jeremiah told us that in the end, Jerusalem would be cursed to all nations on the face of the earth. So it's pretty clear as to what's happening today.
They were the Caprice figs, not the Smyrna figs.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they, you know, the figs, church.
The parallel.
Well, the churches today are like, you know, the Smyrna, one of the great churches in Revelation that only one and two, I guess, of seven that were faithful, right?
Right, that could tell the truth about the terrors, man.
I'm having a little trouble hearing your exact words, Paul. Can you say that again?
I was saying that there's only two churches out of seven that could tell the truth about the terrors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. The terrorists.
They Jews.
And the other five, you know, Ephesus and Laodicea and Sardis and so on and so forth, you know, they were the churches today that are telling you that the Jews are Judah, meaning part of Israel. They were telling us there's a rapture coming to take you away. You don't need to study the book of Daniel or Revelation. You're going to be gone on a honeymoon with the Lord. And don't worry, let Satan come and go and do his thing. You know, and just about all the churches that I'm familiar with today, Paul, in Christianity have been neuterized, castrated. They've been, you know, yeah, they've been totally defanged of all meaning, of all logic. And no wonder people look at the churches and they see this great big void. You know, they say, what the heck?
The Cathedral of Orleans in France, because of the gay shooting in Orlando, did the same thing that the White House did. Okay, they put the fag colors on the church, on the cathedral, the Catholic Church. They put the fag colors on it. At night, okay. Mm-hmm. That's how bad Satan's taking over, you know, Catholicism. And I keep telling people, when you see the pizza bagel Pope tell you that Christ is here, and you can still pinch yourself in the flesh, it ain't Christ. It's the devil. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I'm telling you, and that you know, that bagelized Pope there is probably the most explicit of all the previous popes I can think of in pushing for that one world Judaic Church, as well as the Protestants. They're all pushing for some sort of religious beast, either ecumenical or apart from, but not of God. You know, having a form of godliness, but totally denying the power of the real God. You know, whether it's the Hagies on the one side and the Pope on the other, or whether it's some other religious group. Today, with what lies have been perpetrated just in the last week or so and before that, what is it that is happening now? The spirit of what? Media propaganda. Sodomy is a good thing. Having guns to protect yourself is a bad thing. And yet, even ironically, how the media have censored so many stories pursuant to this CIA intel guy here, you know, who was supposed to be, you know, Mateen is supposed to be an independent radical Islamic terrorist when, of course, he worked for the government. You know, the time has come when people are looking at it now and scratching their wooden heads and saying, wait a minute, now maybe we should reevaluate the Second Amendment. Maybe we should get rid of those bad guns, you know, the guns that Obama and Clinton and others have used on children overseas or at Waco and so forth. But those were the good guns. You know, the bad ones are the ones that are used somehow or will be used to protect them from an all-encompassing government. Maybe we should do that. Shouldn't we just compromise a little? Can't we just all get along together?
Yeah, man. Just sing Kumbaya and all the bad guns will go away, man. Hey, look, cars kill more people than anything, and I don't hear anybody clamoring for car control. A gun is like any other tool. Whether I use it to defend myself or not is my choice. And if I make a bad choice, there's a jury of 12 to decide on that. But in the meantime, I'm not going to give up my right to hope that the cops are going to take care of my problems. Look, a 911 call is a cleanup call. It's not a preventative call. So the cops aren't going to be there in time to do anything for you. And you know what? If the only criminals are going to have the guns, why should I have to give up mine? And I'm talking about government criminals as well as just thug criminals on the street.
All right. Good note to close on this segment. We have some commercials that we want you to listen to. Support our sponsors, and we'll come back. Paul Tepeti, Polka Face, Freedom Palooza, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Here we are back again. It's 1:30 Central Time with our guest Paul Tapetti, and he's had a pretty busy year, as we all have, folks. But he hasn't neglected to bring about the Freedom Palooza this July, 4th of July weekend, and he's got quite a list of events and speakers lined up, and you know, it's been a good time in the past. And we've had rain to deal with in the past as well, but nevertheless, there's quite a bit of cover, you know, overhead and tents and so forth. And, you know, no matter what happens, no matter what takes place, Paul is intending to bring it about again. And, you know, Paul, about 6 years ago, I remember when you came on this program and gave it a beginning. You know, you started the big grassroots movement. Do you remember who your first appearances were at the time?
Yeah, I mean, Tropic Con's always been the focus of it. I think half the reason why I threw the parties to begin with was to support him, number one, and two, to encourage him to run for president. And looking at it back in hindsight, that might have led to his early demise. Anytime anybody's gone against Clinton, whether it's JFK Jr. for a senator run, and Tropic Con had come out with his plan to save America, and he would have been much more popular within the Democrats than Hillary will ever be. So I think Hillary plus Mossad, JFK Jr., Hillary plus Mossad equals death of Jim Tropic Con, and kind of feel bad that, you know, my efforts to help liberate America with the real patriot might have gotten Jim killed. So,
well, I wouldn't lay that at anybody's doorstep, but Satan's doorstep. And yeah, he was a great guy.
Yeah, brother, I know, man. But
we've had George Hanson and others, you know, stand up and pay with their lives, or at least their freedoms. You remember, and Edgar Steele, as I mentioned. Well, let me ask you this now: as far as what we're talking about today, the specifics of it. You know, I think, quite honestly, I've always said that you don't change anything for the better. If you have a rotten attic and a rotten foundation, you don't really start with the roof and start to fix it. You know, you really have to gut the whole thing and begin right at the bottom. The foundation has to be changed. And Christ said, you know, the foundation, I am the rock, Peter. Upon this rock I will build my ecclesia, my called out ones, and that rock is Christ. You know, we have to learn that there's no other rock that is going to stand. And if you're on a little tiny matchstick in the ocean and you're facing the storms, don't think that little platform is going to hold you. You're going to need a much, much greater protection than that. And today there are many patriots and many who have come and gone in my time in just 13 years here, in addition to my other years. And I've maintained the consistency, Paul, only because I felt this way from the beginning.
Amen.
You know, the solution is not in you know, the pollution of ideology or of the new right or the new right or whatever, the old right. It's really in the foundation upon which these colonies were built. Not the country, not the government, but the colonies. And that's what the Freedom Palooza is all about, isn't it? And independence from government. You know?
The celebration of all that was forefather, man. We should call, instead of the 4th of July, it should be called the Forefathers' Day.
Right.
Because that's what we're celebrating. And we celebrate God, country, family. We celebrate culture, language, borders. I keep telling people that minorityism is a cancer. And that's coming from an individual that the government's tried to label as a Mexican hyphen American. I'm just American, man. And if you want me to see you colorblind, drop the hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see people as anything but Americans until they start saying, "Hi, I'm a gay American," or "I'm a Jewish American," or "Yo, I'm an Afro-American." I'm like, dude, then you are a subgroup. Stop it, okay? Knock it the hell off. You know?
Right. And, you know, I may be known as the Paul Revere here at Talk Radio, but my favorite, of course...
That's a good one, man.
Is, my favorite, of course, is Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry was
he's my favorite of all forefathers, man. There's nobody better, man.
Yep.
Second would be Andrew Jackson, man.
Huh? Andrew
Second
Jackson.
Andrew Jackson, yeah, man, because he put the bankers away for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson, you tell somebody today, I was in a credit union one day, and I went in and I said, you know, taking him off the $20 bill and putting on Harriet Tubman, whatever, and it, oh, he was a racist, he was a terrorist, you know, he was a bigot and all of this stuff there. And I says, well, you know what, if that's what racism is, standing up against the racist bankers, amen and amen, you know. So I made that pretty clear. But they wouldn't understand that.
They made good is bad, up is down, black is white. You know, they've turned the world upside down. So good is now evil.
Right. Exactly. All right, we are going to take calls as we go along here. But 800-313-9443 is our usual number. One thing I wanted to say is what you just said so well. Anybody who gets in the way, anybody who stands up as a potential leader in the White House is going to be either gunned down or they're going to be shot down politically, assassinated character-wise, and so on and so forth, as they always have been. The smears, you know, still continue today for our great heroes and patriots of the past. What does that say about Donald Trump? What do you think's coming here with him? And if Hillary is really considering him an enemy, which I don't necessarily think, but what do you think about that?
Well, this is what I tell everybody. If Donald Trump is for real or becomes for real, then he'll be dealt with the same way that Kennedy was dealt with, or countries that legitimized Palestine have been dealt with in the last, 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from Malaysia,
Brazil,
and others, man,
Yeah, Brazil is a classic example, the Summer Olympics and all of the Zika, Bika, Kika virus, I think somebody said
isn't that where Bill Gates releases genetically modified mosquitoes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Monsanto, mm-hmm. And Monsanto's larvicide is all over the place. Yeah.
They've been given a kick in the teeth for that as well. All the nations on the hit list, all the people on the hit list, they always manage to get scandalized, don't they, huh? Isn't that amazing in the media? I want to take a call from John in Tennessee right now. Hello there, Brother John. Come on up. Paul Tepe.
Hey, this isn't why I called. First of all, hello, Paul. Good to hear you.
Hello, John.
Rick, doesn't seem like a year either. Rick, I didn't call to talk about this, but Tubman being on the money is basically the dead presidents, as well as Harriet Tubman. She freed slaves. They've got this slave system of phony, funny money.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in their face. It's an insult. So it's nothing to promote Harriet Tubman. It's to insult her.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Jackson has been insulted long enough, and they're going to remove him. The reason I called is, you prompted the call when you were talking about the church and the preachers. David, when he was taking care of his father's sheep, he fought the beast. He loved his father, and he loved his father's sheep. And I imagine that his dad, he did it for free. He wasn't a shepherd for hire. Now we've got churches that have turned everything on its ear, and they're not doing their due diligence. They're not studying the Word. The Holy Spirit may be talking to them, but they're not listening. So they've taken what men have taught them, and they're going on and building a church in increasing numbers, and with more numbers comes more revenue. With more revenue comes a bigger house and a nicer car. So many of the preachers now, the teachers now, are shepherds for hire.
Prosperity churches, brother.
Well, not just prosperity. The little church on the corner that wants to add a little bit of a building where they can have a dinner together once in a while. They want more people. They want new pews. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that until that gets in the way of the truth of God's Word. Paul, I grew up in a Baptist church. I never heard about the Nephilim. I never heard about Genesis 6, except that it was the sons of Seth and the daughters of Cain. When I came to understand it was because of my own study.
Exactly, you have to do your own study to actually get to the root of the Word of God, because the churches have done a horrible job at teaching us.
Right, so I knew that if I mentioned it in the church, I would be a heretic, but I did it anyway. And I showed the Word study, and I showed where I got it from. The pastor said, well, you know what, I think you're right, I'm showing this to my father, was also a preacher that had never heard of it. And he came back and said, my dad agrees with you. So this guy, with a 12th grade education, a little bit of junior college, that loved the Lord, actually was able to bring two pastors into a little bit of understanding of God's Word. And once you understand Genesis 6, Paul, everything else, I don't know it all, but it comes into focus, and you understand the state of the world, you understand why wars, you understand the spiritual battle, you understand shepherds for hire and shepherds for free. And Rick, you're a shepherd and may not even know it, and you're a teacher, you're teaching people, and you're not getting anything for it, and you're giving them the truth of God's Word. You're doing more than a lot of pastors, especially a couple I can think of, one with a 10,000 church that holds up his Bible at the end of the hour broadcast on television for 5 minutes, pray a prayer, you just got saved, never got him lost. This little Joel Osteen, smiling, fancy hair, devil,
prosperity church,
as far as I'm concerned. It's not even prosperity. He is going
to the Vatican. Look, they don't teach Christ. They don't teach Christ at all. All they teach is how to be prosperous, okay? They don't bring God into it anymore. You go to church to feel good about yourself and learn how to become prosperous. It's not about learning to be saving your soul anymore. That's what I mean by prosperity churches.
Didn't he come out with a book called The Power of I Am, talking about himself instead of the great I Am? Mm-hmm. Instead of telling people about the power of God, it's the power of I Am. I am beautiful. I'm handsome. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I'm wise. You know,
they call it the old positive gospel, positive preaching, because apparently when you read from the book of Genesis, you know, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and you read about the Nephilim, and you read about the sons of Adam and the sons of Cain, and you separate them into two opposite camps, that's negative. That's not good. It doesn't bring people together. It divides them. And what did Jesus say when he returns? He divides. He doesn't bring them together, you know. He divides the sheep from the goats. And as Paul said, the wheat from the tare. He's not going to bring this. Can't we just all love one another under the big tent, you know? We have this pride going on now today in Providence. And the stench is evident all over the city and all over the town surrounding it. And now with this new latest this episode in Orlando, we have this new bravadoism, you know, like, hey, yeah, we're in your face, and we are the dominant culture now, and you Christians are going to have to take
worship our martyrs.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take a back seat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Backseat Christians. And when you think about it, who is it that subverts the dominant culture? In every country where these sons of Cain have gone, they have done exactly the same MO, haven't they, Paul?
Every culture, brother. And that's why, 109 different city states and countries have kicked them out over the millennium? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's not because people hate them because of them being a certain tribe, it's their actions.
Right.
Interactions are very parasitic, and it gets to the point that the body can no longer host it anymore. So they either reject it or die. So whether it's Greece, whether it's Rome, or any other empire after that, there you'll find a Jew in the middle eating it up, the cancer they are.
By their fruits you will know them.
Like, mm-hmm. Like Chris Hinckley says, you know, let's clarify who the Jews are. It's not, it's those that say they are and are not. You know, even Jesus in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, verse 9, in both, said those that say they are and are not. So there's only one nation on this earth, guys, that is a Jewish state of Israel. They say we're Jews. So that's how we identify. Those that say they are not. And I'm not talking about everyone in that little strip of land in the Middle East. I'm talking about the in Jews that were brought there because of the Balfour Declaration and given a part of land because of the deceiver, because of the destroyer, who has is so good at what he does that I can't even put in, I know what I think, but I don't have the vocabulary to put it into words that are understandable to people unless they're full of the Holy Spirit. You can't understand what I'm saying, and I don't have the words to tell it to you.
Because Brother John.
Sure.
John,
go ahead, Paul.
Look, they're Jews. They're not Judahites. They are Israelis, not Israelites. Okay?
And I agree with that. You know, even to the point where the Abrahamic covenant was given to Abraham, and somehow through time it's been shifted down to Israel, who was Jacob, renamed Israel. And the name Jacob, what does it mean, Rick? The usurper. So even Jacob has usurped through Israel. Because of his name change, I believe. And if I'm wrong, God forgive me. But that's the way that I understand it. That's the way that he's showing me. And, and guys, it all happened, and I would beg people that want to know the truth.
Right.
Take Jeremiah 33:3 and pray it, and God will, and he'll fulfill it. He doesn't have a choice if you're sincere. He will show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. And with that, he'll bring understanding. As you can handle it, it'll open your eyes and your mind, and you'll have understanding.
Yeah,
I can't wait for the day when I don't have questions anymore because I'll be like him.
Well, that's right. We don't know it all, but we know him, and we know the path is right, and we can tell because
like
the fruits of it.
Like any other father, Rick, if you've got a son or you know, if anyone has children, if you want to know how to do something as a boy, I would ask my father. And because I asked him, and he knew I had an interest in what his job was or what his abilities were, he was thrilled to show me. But I didn't change brakes until I was 10. Because I was changing tires when I was 6, and he knew it wasn't possible for me to do a brake job that anyone could trust in until I had knowledge that allowed me to do it. And at 10, I was doing brakes.
Right. All right. Thank you, John, for your call. We appreciate a lot of insight there. And Paul and I will come right back. You may join us quickly if you'd like to now, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams Uncensored.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And we're back now. We are continuing to entertain the company of Paul Tepetti. Don't forget Poker Face coming up 4th of July weekend. And Paul, anything in terms of music, the latest release that you want us to know about by the band?
slowly, ever so slowly working on Peace of War. No, we finished that one. Tyranny Befell America. Now that one right. Came out, man. Tyranny Befell America, that was the one that's been like 5 years in the making. It's actually at the producer's house studio now, getting mixed down. First track came back called Pray to the Father, and it's smoking. I'm really excited.
We just have to finish up. We're working with a top-level producer that works with everybody that you've ever heard that was heavy in hard rock and right. You know, in the world. And he's just making us up our game. I had to auto-tune my vocals, which I've never done on any of my albums, discs, whatever you want to call them.
Sure.
So it was kind of humbling. Even though it was like a micro correction, just to have to go sit through your own vocals and go, okay. It was a very humbling experience, but I mm-hmm. went through, you know, through all of them. And it's Brett's turn now at the wheel. He's got to do some drum parts over again. But he just wants the best from us. And it's going to come out the best that we've ever done. The song writing has been elevated. The lyrics have been elevated. And we're going to be including the 24 protocols of the Learned Elders of Satan so that the average American can understand what the playbook is being used against them. So we've been working with Brother Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Yes, yes.
At the Synagogue of Satan, which is basically mm-hmm. but Khazar, Sephardic, rabbi, secular, you know, rabbinical quotes of how much they hate you. White person, wake up, especially white person Christian. They hate you. They're killing you. Not that they want to kill you. They want to finish killing off the white Christian race, okay? They killed two-thirds of us off last century, okay?
Yes,
they killed, they killed 260 million of us, and that's a conservative number, okay? So America, once they take your guns away, they're going to kill another 100 million of you here. That's all they're waiting for. Take away the guns. The Jews go into a frothing kill fest here, okay?
Yeah.
So I keep telling the white Christian American, you want to see what's going to happen here? Just read what happened in the Ukraine. They'll either starve you to death or they'll gulag you to death. Okay, they'll be deep in blood.
The African continent to the tribes, our brothers in Zebulon, you know what they've done there, and they're still considered the ANC heroes. Let's take, if we can, may have to hold you over a couple of minutes, Paul, if you can stay,
brother.
But I want to get John in Arkansas and then Barb in Florida on. Now, let's go to John now. Hello, John. Come on up with Paul Tappetti.
Yeah, Rick, make a long story short, the white race should be proud of being white. You know, and that's just how it is. We all are, because we're children of the Creator. But, you know, well, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, and this message to the people of Arkansas in the 2nd District. They don't want to support a candidate who will stand up and speak against Israel. They don't want to support a political candidate who will stand up and speak about the government and how they don't secure the border. So, Rick, mm-hmm. I'm running congressional race, I'm not getting no support from nobody. Even a pastor that originally voted for me in the other elections has turned against me.
They're spiritually dead. That's what they are. Spiritually dead. They've given up.
I mentioned that cussing word Israel, and there they go.
Yeah, isn't that awful, huh? You stand up against the synagogue of Satan. Well, you want to hang over? Listen, stay where you are, all right? Let's just pause for a moment. Halfway break. Paul's with us. Give you another minute, and then Barb will come on up, folks. Art is coming up from Philly also in the next hour. So stay tuned. Rick Adams Uncensored.
Art.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.